Hi, everybody, it's Christine. I hope you're enjoying the break from our usual heroes. During this intermission, I'm sure you're not eager to find out what happened to any green and ten-eyed members of the crew or anything. But before I return you to the Crimson Star, if you have a question for us, our characters, or about the show, send it to heroes@theheidianway.com before February 20th, and we'll make sure your question is answered in the upcoming Mask of the Pirate Queen discussion episode. Now, with that out of the way, a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Oh, I recognize that face. You're in trouble, aren't you? Well, I'll take you out to the Outer Rim, but I don't think it's going to do you much good. Why? Oh, there's a new bounty hunting group. You haven't heard?
There's a two-faced Twi'lek and a pugilist droid. If I were you, I'd do my best to avoid the Solonian captain and the Gandroid tech. Better watch your back or you're gonna get wrecked. The writing on the sky on fire. Heading to the edge of the Empire. Your number's up and now you gotta pay. Running from the heroes of the Hydean Way.
Welcome to Heroes of the Hydean Way. This is a live play podcast that explores published adventures set in the Fantasy Flight Games Star Wars RPG line normally. And I'm Ben, playing Tiny, the Silhouette One Dualton colonist Marshall.
And I'm Leslie, I apparently need to tell you that still, playing Darren Aang, the Nautilin technician mechanic.
And I'm Brandon, playing Fiora, the Solonian thief.
And I'm Christine, and I'm playing EVM9T, the droid analyst interrogator.
And I'm Risa, and I'll be your GM for this evening.
Woohoo!
Do we want to have a quick recap of what just happened?
We found a dead moth.
Yeah, that's the gist of it. Everyone is on a luxury liner, taking a cruise from Coruscant to Ord Mantell to Ethor, and we are just about 3 days away from Ord Mantell at the moment. And it is now the morning, and they have just found that a moth who has been traveling on the same ship as they are has been found dead in his cabin. The door, which had swished open, and a maid had run out, and she just puked into a ficus before telling Darren, "No, he's dead!" So, looking into the quarters, you see very beautiful, high-class cabin. And at the very back end, where it is, the lights are still dim. You see the body of the moth on his bed. Do you guys want to go in and check it out?
That seems like bad news, so Darren's going to stay with the maid, but he is going to peer in as much as possible and maybe have Gaspode take notes.
Perfect.
Well, I don't leave fingerprints, and I'm clearly a medical professional.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Wait, have you arrived on the scene?
I did say I was coming up to the thing, so I'm around and about. If you want to start pointing fingers at me.
Darren needs to talk to you.
M9 starts to shuffle in inside of the room, starting to take scans and look around, trying to see what's transpired here.
How about Tiny and Fira?
Hey, droid.
EVM9T.
Beep?
Yes.
EVM90?
Beep.
I'm just gonna... Can I call you something shorter?
M9 will suffice.
Okay. M9, are you with security? Taking half a step back into the corridor.
No.
Beep. Gaspode, stop being rude.
Fiora is going to glance back out into the whatever corridor or something is there and see if it looks like anybody on the crew is coming.
Not yet. So far, it's just been a couple other passengers are keeping their distance, but obviously are interested in what is going on.
Sure.
But they don't want to actually go anywhere near it because there is a maid crying right now. Yeah, and they really don't know what to do about that. No one wants to, like, help her or something. That would be way below their station.
Okay. Well, gross. Let's go inside and help M9.
I'm thinking that Tiny is going to try and calm her down a little.
The maid. Okay.
Oh, Darren's hanging out with the maid if you're worried about her.
Okay, so we're splitting the party.
That's fine. You guys are
like 10 feet.
Yeah, I was about to say.
And then the door slides
shut. And all of the arrows voided, and only M9 survived.
Okay, so.
I'm fine with that.
For the people who have entered, I would like you guys to make hard perception checks. Are you actively looking around?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yes. Then perception.
Okay. And then I would love to do a medicine check sometime after that, looking over the body.
That's what I was hoping. Okay, so M9.
I'm focused on the body.
Okay, perfect.
With three failures and a threat.
Yep, three failures and a threat. You are...
I've got one success and a threat.
M9 is just like, there is a body. I need to do something about this. And just completely does not notice anything else in the room.
I don't think that you really should be touching the body like that.
Trust me, I'm a medical professional.
Fiera notices that the room is in complete disarray, as if someone had been searching for something, not as if there had been a struggle.
Sure.
So M9,
yep.
Would you like to make an average medicine check, but I'm going to upgrade it because that would be funny.
Okay.
So one purple, one. Oh, well then.
I'm going to upgrade it back. So three yellow versus a red and a purple.
Well then. I'm still hoping. Aww. Nope.
Didn't even show up. Blank red. And my end results are two successes.
Well, fine. You walk over to the body and you can see that there is a big blaster wound in his chest. However, you can also see that it doesn't look like he fell back. It looks like he had already been lying down when the blaster shot was fired, but his eyes are open, so he had not been asleep.
Okay. What is the moth wearing?
He's still wearing his uniform that you guys had seen the night before at the ball gala thing.
Are his boots off?
No, he's still wearing his boots.
I know I don't have any advantages on this, so this I just may not be able to determine. But from like the blaster wound, does it appear like it was just from a like standard pistol rather than something more specialized?
It looks like it was a light blaster pistol, which would definitely explain the sound that Tiny and Fiera had heard the night before. Is Tiny going to try and have a look around as well?
Yes, I think Tiny will.
Okay. So that was a hard perception check around.
A hard perception.
But I would give you a boost since everyone is kind of already on the scene and looking at other things.
All right.
Also, because I'm nice.
I'm definitely thinking so. All right.
Two success. So.
It's a popular number.
Shh, no. You are walking around the room and you notice that, first of all, it doesn't look like you can find a blaster pistol anywhere. So the murder weapon is not on the scene. Second is that the medicine cabinet in the bathroom, in the refresher, is the door is off its hinges and something is missing.
Huh. Fascinating.
And then, at that moment, you hear a familiar voice, but at the door. Hey, you guys! You, get out of here! This is a crime scene. We gotta wait for the Imperials to arrive to investigate this. Get out of here. And it's Ted.
Well, yes, and when do we expect the Imperials to arrive?
He rubs his chin, and behind him pops out another guard who is an Ugnaught, but wearing the same clothing. So, you know, dark baseball cap, white polo shirt, khakis. and who also starts stroking his chin in the exact same manner that Ted is. Well, you know, they're probably going to get here. I don't know, but they probably won't bother coming and finding us in hyperspace. So probably when we get to Ord Mantell. He looks down at the Ugnaught and goes, and when's that supposed to happen? The Ugnaught speaks in Ugnaught to him. And he goes, right, yeah. We got like 3 days till we get there.
You really want to explain to the Imperials how you let this happen?
I didn't let nothing happen. But I'm watching you guys. You guys are the ones I saw last night. He points at...
Excuse me?
At Tiny and Fiera.
I thought you were in charge. I guess you're just some underling.
He looks very offended. Hey, yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not an underling. I'm just not. He takes a moment. Get out of here. You're on my list.
Cunning retort.
I am a medical professional providing valuable information about the Moff's death.
No. I'll take the body. I'll take it down to the med bay and they can look at it. They are the ones allowed to look at it.
M9 walks closer to this gentleman, looking into his eyes with her glowy photoreceptors and says, "You will not touch this body until I say otherwise."
So is this a coercion check?
I would love it to be a coercion check.
Okay, let me check what that difficulty is. That is just an average.
Okay. I don't even need to use my talent to get rid of a red.
No.
Two successes.
Exactly two successes. Beautiful. Yep. Both the two threat and two advantage completely cancel each other out. Beautiful. So Ted shrinks a little in his polo shirt. Well, I guess you can have a look at him first before I gotta call the med people anyway, and they'll come up. You have that long. He walks out and starts taking his calm out.
Yes, go ahead and call those amateurs.
You call them amateurs? I'd say they're the ones that made me feel better. Did you poison me? What are these pills? Was I supposed to take them last night or this morning?
So, has Darren stumbled into the room now?
No, he's yelling from the hallway. He's still got his arm around the maid.
Perfect. The maid is just in hysterics. I was just trying to do
it's okay. It's okay. This thing happens all the time. It doesn't happen all the time, but you don't have to worry about it. Just stop crying, would you? Pat. Glare at the
Any illness you felt was likely from the copious amounts of food you ingested the night before. And you should start the pills always on the subsequent day. If you needed to take them immediately, I would have told you so.
You should have put a label on it. Murderer. But not in this case. I don't think you actually shot the guy.
Does M9 want to now make a subsequent medical check to determine cause of death?
Yes.
Okay, that will be a hard. I'm going to actually upgrade it so that it is 2 purple, 1 red. See? I gave you guys all of these light side points.
I appreciate it. I'm also going to use one.
I'm guessing Christine's going to take one back.
Yep. Yeah, I kind of wish I had bought that for intellect, but what do
you mean? Oh, beautiful.
Two successes again, but this time a 2 threat.
You really shouldn't be touching the body like that.
So, 2 successes. You look at the body more closely than you did just prior, and you see that the blaster shot happened after he died.
Suspicious.
You also look at the pallor of his skin and notice it looks more like he had OD'd on spice.
Oh, wow.
With the 2 threat, however, Ted comes back in with someone from the med bay. Okay, you get out of here. I got the official people with me now. So.
Okay, so he was dead before he got shot.
Yes. Okay. He was dead before he got shot, and it looks like he probably died of a spice overdose.
Hmm.
And now Ted's in here telling you to get out. Or I can arrest you, you know. I got my own holding cells. You know, you're looking a little suspicious. He specifically points at Tiny. despite the fact that Tiny is obviously a cop. So he is ushering you out of the room.
Darren's going to make sure that somebody attends to the maid.
Yeah, one of the people from the med bay, and a lovely Twi'lek, is now ushering the maid to the med bay. Give nice soothing sounds for her, rubbing her on the back. What do you do?
So, as we're gathering in the hallway, I'm going to relay my findings. It appears that the moth died of an overdose of spice prior to being shot. The blaster is but a cover-up.
Spice.
Is it a cover-up? No, just bear with me here. Is it a cover-up, or did someone not know that he was already dead and they just shot him? So it's actually a case of two murders. Because, I mean, whoever heard of a moth taking spice? That's just dumb.
Yeah, I mean, little known fact.
Than you would think.
They really love it. They really, really flock to the stuff like moths to a flame.
Would any of you know where to find those who would have spice aboard?
I never touch the stuff. It's bad. It's bad news. Gets you in trouble. Messes you up.
However, both Tiny and Fira probably know that there is a huge. Just a huge underworld type thing going on in the casino floor.
Yeah.
Also, there were two individuals who were spending time with the moth the previous night. Where in all this is his bodyguard?
Was it his bodyguard?
Another interesting question.
I mean, how's a bodyguard supposed to protect you from your own vices?
Given I have nothing better to do than stare at a durasteel wall, I intend to continue these lines of questions.
Why are you staring at walls?
Yeah, like, you can come along with us.
Yeah. I mean, we gotta interrogate this droid before it gets any further. She's up to something. All this doctoring.
Are you Perfect. Saying a droid can't be a doctor? What's wrong with you?
Couple ways to move forward. You could look around to try and find the people you're looking for. Or you could try to convince one of the lovely receptionists to give you room numbers. Or you could try to find a console and hack in.
I'm trying to figure out how I can actually be useful here.
I was going to mess with the computers, I think.
I could go talk to Mr. Bobek. I mean, I know where his office is.
I mean, the two of us could go and bug Mr. Bobek and try and get information out of him as to where these suspicious people are.
So you two team up and hit the streets, and me and M9 will, work in the lab.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about those spice, but I've been doing some research.
Oregano's pretty good.
Yeah, I definitely don't know anything about any drugs on this ship. I say as I surreptitiously take out my single dose of nanarium root.
What's that?
It's a drug. It is a tincture of what's called nanarium root. It's from Drawl. And what it does is, for an hour, it upgrades all cunning and intelligence checks once.
Great, where's Barrowin telling us not to do drugs?
She is currently on Ord Mantella, presumably, so she will be too late.
The drugs will have been done.
Yep.
Telling you, it messes you up.
This one actually does not make you roll for addiction.
Man, I should have made Leslie roll resilience checks earlier. I totally forgot.
I'm not hurt that you didn't, given how my rolls have been going.
Yeah, but you have brawn, so, you know. It'd be fine.
I've been healed.
Oh, it does. Getting the upgrade does require me to take 2 strain each time that I want to do it.
The party was just going to split up, with Tiny and Darren going to go down to see our pal Bobek. And Fira was recommending that you two go find a computer.
Sure. Sounds good to me.
Perfect. Who wants to go first? Which part of the party?
We will.
I'm going to volunteer the Salonian and the droid.
Okay, sounds great. Guys basically go, okay, break. And one party goes one way, and the others go another way. In this kind of ship, there are some security consoles in pretty much every hallway. If you try it just right, you might be able to hack in without anyone noticing.
Yeah. Cover me.
Very well.
I think I am genuinely going to swig the nanarium root dose.
Okay.
So you're doing drugs.
Yep.
Apparently.
Yep, we're doing but it's not spice. I don't know anything about no spice. This is root. It is different.
Yeah, okay. I will try to stand in a position that will help shield what she's doing at the computer terminal.
Yeah, okay. And maybe if you're paying attention, you'll notice like the clasp on her wrap. She kind of pops open a hidden compartment, approximately one encumbrance hidden compartment.
just
to take out a little vial of something, toss it back. Okay.
Okay, so if you would like to hack into the computer,
I would.
You are going to make a hard computers check, and if you want to do it inconspicuously, you also need to roll with 2 setback.
Good news! I have 2 ranks of bypass security.
Ooh.
Oh man, I'm so surprised at that, and I didn't totally plan that for this exact... Yep.
I will take 2 strain now that I've got the nanarium root coursing through my veins to upgrade the ability of this check once.
Perfect.
That effect is around for an hour.
Okay.
I just have to do 2 strain every time I do it. And you said it was hard?
Yep.
And because of my bypass security that knocks out all the setback, where's our destiny pool at? We're pretty light, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 light side points.
Yep. I will go ahead and flip one of those.
Okay.
To add a green.
Oh, beautiful.
Well.
Beautiful. It is, if anyone is wondering, it has, success and failure have washed. However, there's one advantage, and one of the successes was a triumph.
Yeah.
You are unable to hack in. What do you want to do with that advantage and triumph?
Well, with the advantage, I probably wouldn't mind just healing a strain, because I think I'm going to need to spend a lot of strain over the next
Sounds
hour.
Sounds good.
With the triumph... I'm trying to hack in to, like, get a passenger manifest and so forth, and maybe talking to M9 about who we might want to look for. I am very focused on trying to get into the computer, especially because it's causing me trouble, but one of the people we want to find just, like, happens to walk by.
Beautiful. Love it. So, as you are super focused into the console, and M9 is looking at in the other direction to cover you, someone bumps into you, causing you to just completely almost be knocked over. And you look up, and it is that petite woman from last night. She has her big blue eyes are just super wide open in shock of bumping into you. And the bump has slightly tousled the coils of braids up on her head. Oh, I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
I'll be fine. It's an old injury acting up. But it's fine.
I'm so sorry. I did not mean to bump into you. Is there anything I can do to make it up to you? She says, though doesn't sound very sincere to you. It sounds a little bit like she's kind of annoyed that you bumped into her.
Yeah.
But is trying very hard to make sure you know that in a way that other people around her will not realize.
How many other people are around?
It's just like, you know, 2 or 3 other people just milling about.
Okay. Are they with her or are they just like incidentally in the area?
They're just in the area. Okay. She seems to be walking on her own.
I seem to have lost track of where my friend is staying.
Oh,
looking at M9 for like some kind of backup here.
M9's been hanging off to the side, has been watching this interaction, prepared to step in. And when you lock eyes on her, she'll go ahead and start to approach.
Oh, your friend. Who might that be?
M9, tell her who we're looking for.
Did I get any names at the party? Because I know they were talking to other people. I don't know that I did.
I mean, if you wanted to spend a destiny point, I could say you did.
Okay.
That works for me.
All right. Do you want to use the opportunity to give us a different name or go with one of the ones we already know?
I will tell you one of the ones you overheard her talking to the man she was with, and she called him Jix.
Why, we're looking for a human male by the name of Jix.
She looks surprised. Oh, you, whatever do you need with Jix?
We need to talk to him about a few recent events. And while I'm talking to her, I'm sort of looking her over. Can I maybe make like a knowledge, xenology check or something? Like, is she under any effects of maybe spice or something like that? Can I tell anything?
That would be a medicine check, okay. I would say. Since you're trying to find a, look at something with her, I would say that would just, it's just going to be an average medicine check.
Okay.
But I'm going to upgrade it because I have so many lovely destiny points now.
All right.
So one purple, one red.
One success, beautiful. One threat.
So the threat means that she kind of notices that you are like scanning her. And yeah. She's, that's like, she's kind of irritated at that. But she does not seem to be under the influence of any kind of drugs. However, it does seem that she is like incredibly weak. She has a weakened immune system that it's just kind of pretty easy to see now that you're looking for it.
Can you tell us where to find Jix?
Oh, well, I how do you know him?
College.
College. Hmm. She doesn't look completely convinced. If you want to do a deception check, then you can do a just average deception check.
Okay.
I take it you're well equipped in that category.
Nope, because here's the thing.
Okay.
Fiora is okay with lying, but she's never really had an occasion to get very good at it because her natural cunning is enough to fool most Salonians, and she just thinks she's good at it. And she's not good at it.
This is going to be good then.
I'll take two strain to upgrade it.
I take it then it can't be a group check or something like that.
No.
Did you also go to college with me and Jix? Pull out a hollow of like the three of us in front of our dorm.
How did you make that so fast?
Okay, I am spending two strain to use the Nanarium root.
Perfect.
To give me a yellow and two green. So here we go.
Two successes. Man, you guys are rolling great right now. I'm very proud of you. D1 is being nice because I am around.
I was part of an exchange program.
She goes, I didn't know that Jix had gone to college, but I.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he should be around his quarters. He's over in room E9.
Do I know approximately where that is based upon?
That is pretty much right next to the moth's room.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, E9. Yeah, okay.
Oh, yes. And please let him know that I'm looking for... Eliana is looking for him, okay? I'm going to go get my breakfast first. I just can't seem to start the day without the Meluron.
Here's the thing. About breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I think they might be suspending service on account of murder.
Murder?
Mm-hmm.
That couldn't cancel breakfast.
Oh, but they are.
I mean, who was murdered? The chef?
Photoceptors blink off. Photoceptors blink back on in disbelief.
The only reasonable explanation to cancel breakfast for a death would be if it was the cook who was murdered.
Well,
her cheeks start going flushed. She's obviously very heated about the subject of breakfast.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe they're. I'm just a poor Salonian from the boonies. I might just be. It's probably still on. You're right. You know more about this kind of place than I do.
Well, who was murdered?
It's not really important anymore.
She's getting not very frustrated with you.
Not the cook. Promise.
Well, tell Jix that I expect to see him soon. And she huffs off.
Give him the message. Did that seem really callous to you, M9?
Oh, yes.
I mean, she's rich.
To think, my circuits very briefly felt a moment of sympathy for her.
Based upon my very limited experience with you, M9, this concerns me. That this crosses a line for you. Not concerns me about you, to be sure.
Of course not.
Saying it speaks to the magnitude of... You get it.
Shall we look for this Jix, or at least investigate his quarters?
Yeah, that's probably the right thing to do.
So, as you guys start going that way, we're going to join Tiny and Darren down in the casino. The casino is dim, and it is filled with smoke, and the lighting doesn't change with the time of day like the rest of the ship does. So you walk in, and you are pretty much assaulted with the sound of ding, 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 yeah, all sorts of stuff going on. Everyone is loud, enjoying themselves.
I wish they didn't allow death sticks. He actually has a bandana around his neck. He just pulls it and puts it up over his face. Gets a drink as they walk past somewhere.
Do you just take a drink off of, like, a server?
Mm-hmm.
A server's, yeah, and they're like, whatever. And they go back to the bar to get another one. We walk through the casino, and to the very back is a small, unassuming door, which you assume is Bobek's office.
Do I, if it's unassuming?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's safe for us to assume that this is unassuming door is for the owner of the place.
Yeah, the door makes no assumptions. You, however, can make all the assumptions you like.
Fair enough. Smart Alec, retract it. So, Darren is talking the entire time. He's telling you about how he really came on this cruise because he's never been out of his home city and he wanted to do something really cool and he came into some money and so this was the best thing he could think of. He's like, I always wanted to write a book and I want to write a murder mystery and this is perfect because now I don't actually have to do real research. I could just kind of base it off what's happening here. And he's like, I was going to do something like the maid did it, but that maid was really nice and I feel kind of bad for her. he'll flip the bandana up, take drinks, and he keeps walking. And then he'll walk up to the door and without even stopping in his little conversation monologue, let's be honest. Just, Bobek, my man.
I don't remember his accent. I don't remember the voice I did for him.
It's okay.
That's fine.
He slept.
Thank you.
It was probably a sort of Minnesotan, actually.
It was kind of. I just don't remember exactly how I did it, which is fine. Come. My friend, come on in. Come on in.
I'll open the door for Tiny. I'll let Tiny go first.
Yeah. I will then essentially take up the entire door as I sort of unfold into the room and then step to the side.
Bobek looks a little startled to see Tiny, but then relieved when he sees Darren. Oh, my friend from the ball. That's your name. What was your name again? It was something with a N.
It's Darren. It's Darren.
Oh yeah, Darren. I was about to say Darren. Of course. So what brings you here, my friend?
Well, I don't know how close you are with your employees. Some of them got quite the attitude on them. I just want you to know that you should keep an eye on it. But there's been some things happening up on the main deck where there's all the rooms and then there's breakfast and we were on our way to breakfast and there was an incident.
Can you close the door by any chance?
I kind of look at Tiny and have him slide a little to the side so I can get back to the door. Pull the door too.
Are we talking about the moth?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Terrible, terrible business there. Terrible. Just my condolences to the family, of course. That Eliana, she's a doll. She's a real doll. I love her. But, just such a terrible, terrible news. Terrible. He starts shuffling papers on his desk.
Eliana was family.
Yeah. That's his niece. That's his, was his niece, I guess. Eliana. He had no children, so he took her everywhere.
Perchance do you happen to know whether the bodyguard was for her or for him?
The big, tall, stony one? He was the Moffs, yeah.
Perchance you have any idea of where they are?
Probably at breakfast, I would assume. He just kind of looks at you like this is the obvious thing that someone would be doing after their family member was murdered.
Darren throws his hands into the air. I missed the free breakfast!
There's always tomorrow, he says.
We need to eat before then, huh?
Have you seen how this fine gentleman gets when they have low blood sugar?
He looks a little concerned. No, I haven't yet, but I'm sure he'll be fine. Would you like a drink? He motions at his little sidebar.
No, I'm good. I've got whatever this is. It's silver.
He nods appreciatively.
I really don't know what it is.
it's a something or other, galactic whirlwind. I don't know. I don't name these things. I just drink them.
So Darren makes himself comfortable and Gaspode kind of settles on the desk, just staring at Bobek.
Bobek looks up at Tiny and goes, "Hey, you a cop?"
In some jurisdictions,
you got to tell him if you are.
Well, yeah.
Sure.
This is a fine establishment, and no one has gotten murdered here before. This is just a fluke.
A fluke, you say?
I don't know.
You killed Leslie.
Funnier if it was like a Carcadon saying that.
A fluke, you say? That a muff dies by using spice in your establishment and then is shot?
Spice. I don't know anything about spice here. We are a completely... this establishment is on the up and up. There's no spice going on here. If there was spice going on here, I would know it, and I don't know nothing about it. So, obviously, there's no spice. He looks like getting a little sweaty.
Darren is making notes on a little, datapad flimsy plast thing. No spice.
Of course there isn't any spice. Any up-and-up establishment such as this, one would never want to get in arrears with a spice runner. They are very, very dangerous. I mean, someone such as Falcon would dig their claws into any business that runs up against theirs, especially if they're smuggling for them.
So Falcon, what are we talking about? The Falcon, there's no Falcon here, that's silly.
Can I, eyeball him and see, I might just be a dude that kind of does stuff, but I kind of watch people too, so can I kind of see if I'm picking up some specific vibes from this guy?
You'll have to do are you trying to see if, he's lying?
Not necessarily specifically lying, but his demeanor, if he's... uncomfortable.
See, Tiny would be.
If Tiny's looking for lying, then Tiny can do a vigilance check. A hard vigilance check. If you just want to know, the vibe of him, it's just going to be an average perception check.
Okay.
I am going to use a destiny point to upgrade my vigilance check.
Okay. You go first.
That gets me two yellow and a green. Someone, Risa said that it was a hard check.
Oh, technically, sorry, it is one red and two purple.
Yeah, fair. I will still roll it.
Yeah?
Nice!
So that's two success and two threat. So, he is very obviously lying. It is, everything he's doing is just super lying. Leslie got two successes and two threats as well.
I'm confused.
So he is very obviously lying. Both of you guys got two threat each, so now he knows that you guys know.
Hey, he knows.
That he is less than truthful. So he is now guarded. So trying to do any kind of charm or coercion checks, that's going to take a setback for you guys.
Fair enough.
But he's definitely lying. And Leslie, you can tell that he is super ill at ease right now. Like, everything that's going on in this conversation is making him uncomfortable.
I know we have business at hand, but Darren likes the guy. Whether or not he should, he does. The guy talked him up, gave him good food, gave him drinks, you know. Yeah, he kind of truncated his time at the table, but for legitimate business reasons. Not really fussed about that. So Darren's going to start talking about how he's writing this Hollow novel about this murder mystery.
Oh.
He's like, and I've got to put it somewhere. And I figure this liner ocean, this Starliner is just, it is beautiful. This is the perfect, everybody loves the glitz and the glam. It's just, everybody loves a little bit of sparkle in their life. And you know what? It just makes it all that much more intriguing to have it in such a beautiful place. And so he's really talking up the whole situation. And he's kind of throwing in details like he doesn't actually know that there's spice, but it sounds like it would be cool if there was spice. So obviously he's not bothered by it.
So are you trying to charm him?
I'm trying to put him more at ease.
It sounds like you're trying to charm him.
Yes, basically I am.
So you're not going to like this, but trying to charm him is one red and three purples.
Oh, what the heck? Let's do it, man.
Plus the setback you guys got from that threat.
That's fine. Yellow, green, red, purple, purple.
No. Red, purple, purple, purple. It's three purples. Ooh,
three purples. Can I add a boost for the fact that he does kind of like me because I'm spending money there?
Yes, definitely.
Can I add a boost because he thinks I'm an idiot? And I'm not a threat.
Awesome. Yes, two boosts. He really does think you are quite an idiot.
Okay, so three purple, a red, my yellow and green, and then the setback and two boosts?
Yep. Just that.
Just that. I failed with a threat.
Yep, two failures and a threat. He is not
looking like... I see that blank like... boost there.
Yeah, yep. He's not into talking about it. Well, you know, that's a great, great idea for a story and all that. But you got to leave my name out of it. Just don't say anything about a luxury liner, or if you do, it's not a Moncal one. Okay, Moncal, we're on the up and up. Just kind of smacks his table.
What kind of what kind of ships can we use?
I hear Corellian ones are very plentiful.
Yeah, Corellian. Yeah, Corellian. Yeah, do one of those.
I can do that. Making notes.
So if you're done with this, you could show yourself out. You know, I'm a very busy man. Starts shuffling papers again.
Darren, if we're finished.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you had more business. I was like, I'm fine. Oh, we'll go. What's the problem?
We probably should go and let Bobek here get back to preparing what he's going to say to the Falcon over their missing shipment.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's slander, you know. That's slander right there, saying those things like that. I should get my security down here and take you to your quarters or the brig or something I have. Your brig, yeah, I have one of those.
Luxury liners have a brig?
Mine does.
Boop. You probably at least have like a drunk tank, right? Like, realistically, they
probably
must.
Yeah, something like that.
So if you're done insulting me and my business, I would ask you to leave.
I feel like I didn't insult you at all, but if you're going to be sensitive this morning, that's fine. Maybe you should have another cup of calf.
Do you steer your way out?
Darren will work his way to the door.
Yeah.
But on the way, because this guy is like just gotten even more keyed up, Darren wants to look at things on the way out.
She just being very slow about leaving.
Yeah, well, because he's going to be talking the entire time. So he's going to stand up and he's going to be talking. And he's going to turn and then he's going to turn back and he's going to be talking. And kind of, you know, saying maybe you should check out your blood sugar, have a calf, maybe have a donut. You know, you seem a little grumpy this morning. Maybe you're just not a morning person. So just looking around the room because
Darren's had his fill of offices. He's been called in to talk to bosses before. He's gotten very good at reading upside down.
Okay, so do you want to make a perception check?
I would, because it's slightly less terrible than my charm.
Okay, it's just going to be an average perception check.
Oh, I'm sure it won't be in the end. Hey, I broke the streak.
Yeah, you have 3 success and 1 advantage. It's great. No threat at all. Beautiful. So, you look around and you do see that there's obviously a safe hidden in the wall behind a painting. And it's one of those things that's supposed to be very inconspicuous, but it is also incredibly conspicuous because
it's the painting that comes with the safe.
Yeah, exactly. So, and it's got like hinges right on the side. And you're like, no, you know what? That opens. What do you want to do with your advantage?
Can Gaspard have landed on a flimsy that sticks to him for one reason or another? And so it kind of comes with us as we leave.
A what?
A piece of paper.
Yeah, definitely.
Star Wars paper.
Yeah, sorry. Sometimes I get all of my different, they're all confused in my brain. I'm like, what is a Star Trek word for something? What is a Star Wars word for it? I don't know. I don't know anymore. But
fair
yes.
Enough.
Yes, a flimsy sticks to Gaspard as you guys leave. And after the door slams shut, which, you know, because it's obviously been built to do that, you know, just to see people out. Or maybe he has a button. I don't know. That'd be nice.
I think he should have a button.
A button that slams it, you know, because normally it would just swish closed. But then at this point, he has a button to make it go shh for just the pure drama of it.
Not much of a morning person, is it?
So the piece of paper floats down to the floor and you bend down and pick it up and look at it. And it is a shipping order. But it is a shipping order that very suspiciously does not say what was delivered. It just says crates and then redacted. Crates of redacted.
Oh man, guys, he was killed by a crate dragon.
He forgot to mine the area outside the lair.
This is a very murder in the room morgue sort of situation. Those hairs we found were crate dragon hairs.
Crate dragons have hair?
I mean, they do. This one does.
Okay.
Where's the toupee?
Rare, furred crate dragons. So
they're feathers.
Yeah.
Okay. Darren kind of looks at it and flips it over and glances over at Gaspard and and then taps Tiny with his elbow and passes it over.
Very interesting.
Maybe not so legitimate.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Heroes of the Hydean Way. You can find show updates on Twitter at The Hydean Way, and you can find me, Ben, on Twitter at DeuteriumIce.
I am still Leslie, at LeslieGS.
I'm Brandon, at Blue of the Kin.
And I'm Christine, and you can find me on Twitter at 12th Night. That's 12th Night with a K. If you want to check out my other podcast, The Glass Dagger, you can find that over at CompleteKnight.com, also Night with a K.
And you can find me on Twitter at KookieKit, KookyKitt. Or if you're interested in Nancy Drew, I have another podcast called Krollmeister Sisters, at KMeister Sisters on Twitter.
We are all at theHydeanWay.com, where you can find previous episodes and our sister podcast, Tales from the Hydean Way.
Our podcasts are on Apple and Google Podcasts, Stitcher and Spotify, where you can find the things with the stuff and the more episodes, and maybe help us out by rating and reviewing the show, because that's a good idea.
We're also on Facebook as Heroes of the Hydean Way. You can holocom us at heroes@thehydeanway.com.
If you like what we do and want to support the show, you can find us at patreon.com/thehydeanway.
Or you can buy us a coffee at ko-fi.com/thehydeanway.
I mean, little known fact,
than you would think.
They really love it. They really flock to the stuff like moths to a flame.
Wah, wah, wah.
Sorry, I've been...
That's it.
That's
there
been
it
in
is
my,
walking
been rattling
away.
Around my
there
head for like 45
game.
Minutes.